Now just sit right there till we're finished with the show.
Good day, Yap Sheep listeners.
Do you believe that Jesus is God and the only way to get to heaven? Okay. Oh, what do you know about Jesus? Can I record this for our interview?
Nah, we're actually in the middle of it.
Hi, we're doing an interview, a survey of faith in Chicago. Want to see if you want to participate? This is for a podcast for Chicago International Christian Church.
Okay.
And we do a podcast called Yap Sheep. And the survey of faith we're doing here is about Jesus Christ. And the question is Jesus the only way to get to heaven? And is he God? So,
are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. Yeah, it's written that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, and no one gets to the Father but by him. So, to answer your question, yes and yes.
That is awesome. Thank you. My question is about Jesus Christ. The question of faith is, do you believe that Jesus is God and that he is the only way to get to heaven?
No.
Okay, and how come you don't believe that?
Two questions.
Yeah, it is two questions. I think it's important to kind of go beyond the scope of our interview because God is watching. He's our creator.
Mm-hmm.
He makes our heart. He's keeping your heart and mine, and Tiffany's breathing right now. So,
okay.
I'm agnostic, so, you know, that's in my definition of that is that I think that there might maybe something out there. Try to keep an open mind. But I don't actually believe in Christianity or Buddhism or any kind of stated religion. I just think, well, maybe there is something out there. I just don't know. So
yeah.
That's how I take it.
Right. And I was exactly where you were at. The thing is, though, if you look at the scriptures and look at your life, I had to look at the sin in my life, frankly,
mm-hmm.
and be disgusted, finally, of that repetitive pattern of sin. And then some neighbors showed me that, hey, Jesus created you. And he has a standard of living that we can all follow. And he loves us so much that he came and got totally beat up and killed for us. And
okay.
it's a verifiable fact that he was here. The scriptures show it.
I'm sure there's lots of people with the name Jesus around these days, but I don't necessarily believe in all of that. You know, I've read some parts out of the Bible and... they don't really fit too well with my idea of evolution. And, you know, I mean, I come from a bit of a science background, so
sure.
It's a little bit harder for me to believe that sort of stuff. But good for you, and that's it.
Well, what if we could show you with the scriptures things that man could not have even known at the time that they were written?
I'd prefer not to do that.
Well, have a great day. Hi, excuse me, folks. I was wondering if you want to participate in our survey. It's going to be recorded. And it's a one-question survey about faith. It'll take 1 minute. I can walk with you.
No.
It's about Jesus Christ, our Creator.
Okay, well, the question is, do you believe that Jesus is God and that he is the only way to get to heaven?
I don't believe.
No?
No.
My name is Joe, and actually, I came from where you're at as well. I did not believe that Jesus was God as well, but the thing is, once some other believers showed me what the scriptures say, and when I saw all that Jesus had done for me, it was incredible. He created me. He created you. What's your name?
I'm Akemi.
Akemi?
Yeah.
He created you, and Tiffany here, and he loves us so much that he wants us to have every opportunity to know him. He determines the times and places we live, so we best come to know him. And just to show how much God loved us, he came as a man and actually showed us love and then sacrifice. He was killed for our sins. And the scriptures show it in incredible detail. We'd love for you to study the scriptures with some of the women in the church. Is that something you want to do?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, so here's the question. It's about Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God and that he is the only way to heaven?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. And what are you doing to make sure that Jesus is the Lord of your life? I know it's two questions, but you got such a good answer. You
well,
get a bonus question.
Well, producing fruit.
You're producing fruit?
Yes.
That's awesome. Look, you want
to tell us? I'm a first-time counselor. Everyone that comes in to the mission comes through Offers Beat, and we check their salvation. We ask the same questions.
We have a study series called First Principles. We'd love to make sure that you know about it. It's a powerful study series that will impact you and everyone. If you want to join that series, we could certainly schedule a time to do that. It's faith building no matter what level you're at.
Well, due to the fact that I'm already working within that realm, I would have to decline that offer. I would say that you could save that offer for someone who's possibly struggling with their salvation or unbeliever.
Okay. And I know you, sir, you said earlier that he was your spokesman. What about your faith? Do you believe that Jesus, does he speak for you too?
No, on the realm of Jesus, no. No, I believe Jesus is absolute. As you said, absolute means pure.
So he is God and
he's
the only way to heaven.
Pure.
Thanks, guys.
Uncontestable.
So we're here talking about a one-question survey of faith in Chicago, and the question is this. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God and that he is the only way to get to heaven?
One moment. I'm from Russia.
Okay.
I'm speak English badly. I'm not understand anything do you say.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God and that he is the only way to get to heaven?
No.
Okay, and you've earned the bonus question. Why don't you believe that?
Well, especially the part about being the only way. I think there are many faiths, many true religions that are spread throughout the world.
Okay.
And I don't think that everybody has access to information about Jesus, so that shouldn't exclude them from any sort of eternal happiness.
And this is exactly why we're out here sharing the good news about Jesus. Do you...
What about the good news about Buddha?
Well, here's the thing. Buddha did not die for you. And he never claimed to be God. If you know your scriptures, what you'll find is, though, that Jesus died for me, her, and you, and claimed to be God, and, in fact, he is God. He rose from the dead. No other scriptures say that with accuracy and with the prediction that the Bible says that. I would love, however long you're going to be in town for, I'd love for you to study this with me.
Oh, I'm going to be here for like an hour.
Just an hour, and then you're heading, where are you heading out to?
St. Louis.
St. Louis? Okay, well, we could study over the phone if you like. I could exchange...
That's okay. I have nothing against Christianity, but I'm...
Well, who is God?
I don't think that's a question we can answer.
But we
can. You can try.
But...
There's no certainty.
See, I am part of in the creation of my three children. I want them to know my name. God is the same. He wants you to know him and his name. He's a father. He wants a relationship with you. And you can know him. He's not some abstract being that we can't understand. He gave clear and understandable scriptures throughout the ages that have been compiled for our digestion. And they're amazing.
I think he gave it through a lot of different cultural institutions, and I don't think it's necessarily just through Jesus. So I would have to disagree with you on that.
If you look at the scriptures, how much have you actually examined the text to see if they say their claim, some of these other texts?
I was raised a Catholic and went to Mass every week since I was
right, but that doesn't mean you read the Bible. Did you actually read the Bible?
Actually, Catholics read the Bible in church.
Okay, so what from the Bible do you remember being taught?
Well, I was taught a lot of things very similar to what you're saying, but I don't necessarily believe them. I think the Bible was written by men. It may have been inspired by God, but it definitely went through the sieve of human beings.
Well, certainly men spoke from God if they were carried along by the Holy Spirit, as it says in Peter. But how can you talk about? There's no other books that talk about our sin in the way the scriptures say. There's no other book that says love your enemy. Jesus came up with that one.
That's
radical. But Jesus said it.
I think a lot of people have had the idea. Jesus was inspiring for sure.
And who else would say don't even lust after your neighbor's wife?
Gandhi.
who came first? Who do you think he's trying to copy, but he doesn't have the whole picture?
Well, Gandhi went back. I mean, the Indian culture is much older than
he didn't invent that. He did not invent that.
I'm not saying he did. I'm saying the Indian culture goes much further back than 2,000 years ago.
Well, yeah, I'd love to continue this dialogue with you if you want. I can give you my contact information.
Much more than one question.
Yes, you earned the multiple level question. Congratulations.
Well, thank you for making me think. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
All right, well, the question is, do you believe that Jesus is God and that he is the only way to get to heaven?
Well, to the first part, yes. The second one, no.
And why don't you believe that Jesus is the only way to get to heaven?
Because what about there's, like, other faith and there's other good people who maybe haven't heard of him, so you kind of have to accept that there's other, like, people who live morally, and so, yeah.
So you earned the right to discuss a bonus question, if that's all right.
Okay.
You said first part that he is God.
Okay, well, that's part of my belief, but you kind of have to accept that there's other good people, and just because they're not Christian doesn't mean they're going to go to hell. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who sets the rules to who goes to heaven?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you think that the Creator, God,
yeah,
set those standards?
Yes. So then I have, yes. So that's my belief, and then the second part, maybe not explicitly believing in him if you, that's not your original religion, you know? So.
Have you ever read John 14:6?
No.
Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So to get to heaven, you have to go through Jesus. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. Sorry.
And I can confirm that is what the scripture says.
Oh, okay.
But we didn't make that up.
Okay.
God wrote it through the prophets and through his apostles.
What is this for? I'm curious. What is this survey for?
We're taking a survey of faith in Chicago. We've asked a number of people. We've got incredible answers from people. Some as goofy as, we can't talk about it right now. We're flying a kite. Some have said Jesus is Lord and he's the only way to get to heaven.
Yeah, I'm one of those more confused people. But I think, you know, God's probably open-minded, and I'm sure, you know, there's various ways of, you know, bending the rules. So, yeah.
Well, if you said you were one of those confused people, Tiffany and some of the other sisters can actually get with you and help out with some of that confusion.
But I hope I answered your survey.
You did.
Well.
Okay, take care. Hey, excuse me, we're doing a one-question survey of faith in Chicago. Would y'all want to participate? And it will be recorded?
Yes.
Okay, the question is this. It's about God again. And it's, do you believe that Jesus is God and that he is the only way to get to heaven?
No, sir. No, I don't.
Okay. I don't either.
Okay, now, on both counts, you don't believe Jesus is God? Who created us?
God.
And what is his name?
Yahweh.
Okay. And do you understand that he also sent his son, Jesus, here?
Yep.
So you believe that?
No.
You don't believe that he sent?
No.
Jesus.
Jesus was a prophet, not a son.
What did Jesus say, though? If he is a prophet, he's speaking from God?
Are we all God's children?
Right.
So are you God's son? I'm God's son? They're God's daughters?
Right, but you just called Jesus a prophet.
Yeah.
So do you look at what he says?
Yeah, of course.
Do you obey what he says? If he's speaking from God and he says that he's the only way.
Yeah.
Jesus says he's the only way to get to heaven. I'm the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
Wow.
So is he a prophet or not?
I think he's a prophet, yes.
Well, then the last part of the question is, if you believe he's a prophet, then he's got to be the only way to get to God. Do you believe that statement? Well, how can you say he's a prophet then? Who is he a prophet of?
Prophet for God.
Is his words accurate?
No, I don't think so.
Well, then how do you know he's a prophet? Then he's not a prophet. He's a false prophet.
A false prophet.
Do you really believe? Would you really believe that? And again, God is our witness here. Our Creator, who keeps our heart beating and we draw every breath, is he Jesus speaking from God? And I know it's more than one question. You earned the prize of getting multiple questions, and thank you for participating.
Lucky me. You know, whether he was right or not, I don't think it's really the matter. As long as we're good people and we follow what God says, I don't think it really matters who we find God through.
So what does God say?
We have to be decent people. Be nice to each other. Love each other. And that's all that matters.
Where does he say these things?
The Bible. He teaches us the Bible.
Okay. I would love to study the scriptures with you and to show you more of those things so that it's all, it's basically all organized together in a study series we call First Principles. It'll help you to see that there's more to it than just being a nice person. Because Jesus says, again, this is in John chapter 8, in verses 31 and 32. He says to the Jews who believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, then you're really my disciples. Then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So a lot of people walking around want to think that, oh, they've got the truth and they're free, but they don't hold to the teachings.
And how do you know you have the truth?
I have other disciples, Christians in my life, that help me apply the scriptures, Jesus' standard, to my life.
Okay.
And I fall short sometimes, but I have people helping me, and I, of course, have God that I'm in a daily relationship with.
Okay.
So that's what we're calling you guys to. We're no more important than you guys. We just want you guys to be part of this. It's incredible. Is this something that you want to be part of?
Not
learn
really.
More?
Well, we're just visiting, so.
Oh, where are you from?
Wisconsin.
Okay, we have friends up there that can study scriptures with you.
We're not really interested in that.
Okay, well, I hope you change your mind because we are sent from God.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks.
Hi, excuse me. Do you want to take part in our one question survey of faith in God in Chicago?
Next.
You sure? It's incredible stuff. We are sent from God.
Good. I'm pleased with that.
You're pleased? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm glad to do it.
Well, then, why, if you're pleased.
No way.
Oh, so you're not pleased?
Cool.
God bless you anyway. So that is our survey of faith today in Chicago. And Tiffany Harris, and I, Joe Chiappetta, interviewed a number of people. Tiffany, what were the results of the survey?
Well, we interviewed 30 people, and out of those 30, only 10 wanted to participate in our survey. And out of those 10, only 3 people believed that Jesus was God and that he was the only way to get to heaven.
So what did you learn from this survey?
Well, I learned that a lot of people are lost. They don't know that Jesus is God, and they don't know that he's the only way to get to heaven. A lot of people don't even want to talk about Jesus or about God.
And what does sharing your faith do when you reach out to this many people and you hear the variety of answers? What does that do for your own faith?
Well, it makes my faith stronger. It makes me more appreciative of the fact that I know that Jesus is God and that I know that he is the way to get to heaven.
We're almost done yapping, but you can yap too. Send your comments to chicagoicc@gmail.com.
And of course, we'd like to thank our sponsor, this episode of Yap Sheep, brought to you by the Father, the Son, and
Holy Spirit.
Bah, bah.